Although the sharing economy often deals with exchanging services, sometimes sharing is a way to simply lift the spirit and play. That's what's happening in the East Bay, where classical musicians, violinists and bass players, flautists and trumpeters, gather to play orchestral music. But instead of a concert hall, they meet in warehouses or museums. No one's wearing a tie or a gown, and the group hasn't rehearsed. They play a few pieces together and then swill free beer between sets. This is the Awesome Orchestra. It's the brainchild of David Meschler, a freelance musical director for theater and opera companies. He wanted to find a way to make classical music fun and accessible. So last year, he started bringing musicians together for impromptu concerts open to the public. Admission is free, and players are volunteers, no audition required. On a rainy Saturday in March, KALW's Mary Reese dusted off her clarinet and dropped in to play along.
I'm standing in what looks like an oversized carport with rain pounding on the corrugated roof. A handful of people are moving furniture and setting up microphones and a mixing board. They're converting this airy art space into a concert hall.
When the band gets here, they're going to go around to the back.
Okay.
And they're going to load in that way because it's much drier and much safer.
That's David Meschler, conductor and founding artistic director of the Awesome Orchestra. His crew is unloading instruments, a timpani, bass drums, cymbals, snare drums, out of the back of a van. We're a block from Ashby Bart. The front doors and windows of this makeshift concert hall open directly onto the sidewalk.
We like places that are accessible where people walking by can stop and say, what's this, a whole orchestra? What's going on?
By noon, about 90 musicians sit in close half circles around Meschler, who's at the conductor's stand. The violins and violas sit closest, with the cellos and basses to the side. The woodwinds come next. The brass, trumpets, trombones, and tubas are up on the stage behind us. It's crowded. People pull out their instruments and start tuning strings, sucking on reeds, and playing scales. I open my case and put my clarinet together. I'm a little nervous. It's been a long time since I've played with a group.
Let's take a tuning note from one of the oboes back there for the winds in brass. Hopefully. The rain is in A, hopefully.
Meschler raises his baton and guides the warm-ups. He says his conducting style is less traditional than some conductors. Sometimes he'll even just start the group off and let them finish on their own.
Because I'm not their boss. I'm just kind of like an air traffic controller, like, over here, a little slower. Okay, stop, you know? So as opposed to somebody who's in charge of them.
We're working from sheet music, but we haven't rehearsed together. The piece we're about to play is the score for one of the Lord of the Rings movies.
In a fast three at first. Ready? And what?
Around 50 people, mostly in their 20s and 30s, pack the edges of the room. They're here just to listen.
Pretty good sight reading for an orchestra, right?
Performing movie scores and other contemporary classical music, as well as pieces by composers like Prokofiev and Mahler, is part of the Awesome Orchestra's mission. Meschler says the group seeks out musical adventures of all kinds.
Orchestras are a really amazing, powerful thing. And unfortunately, for many different reasons, over the last several hundred years, they've become fundamentally more and more inaccessible. And we need to give this to everyone. We need to give this opportunity to listen to stuff, or to play it, or just to be involved somehow up close.
Another way Meschler keeps the material fresh is by trying out new work by contemporary composers.
Next up, very, very exciting. We're going to do premiere reading of a new piece by a local composer named Jacob Bertrand called The Cloud Gatherer.
The Cloud Gatherer is based on a poem. Looking at the clarinet part, I think it looks pretty simple, But coming in at the right time with the right volume is key. I'm pretty excited to be part of the first ever ensemble to play this piece. We've been playing for 90 minutes, and my embouchure, my mouth and jaw, are really tired. It's time for a break. People get up to grab a beer, say hi to friends, and use the bathroom. Right now, since talking is easier for me than playing one more note, I set out to meet my fellow musicians. Lucy Giraldo plays violin and viola in a string quartet and in an indie folk band.
They're all very different, yeah. I like putting my finger in different types of pies, musical pies. It's just such a fun, casual environment to come and play classical music with people. It's not high pressure. It's not stuffy. We're not in suits and ties.
Sitting a few rows away is Sally Johnson. She plays French horn in several different East Bay orchestras. But for her, the awesome orchestra stands out.
Well, number one, it's really good musicians. It's demanding to be able to come in here and sight read the music and learn it to the degree that it's passable to play it, to perform it.
For me, participation in the awesome orchestra really was awesome. It was exciting and stirring to play among 90 other musicians. It felt powerful to bring these symphonic pieces to breathing, pulsating life. And I did have fun, despite my aching jaw and ragged lower lip. In Berkeley, this is Mary Reese for Cross Currents.